Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Right now, enjoy a McRib meal and get another tasty McRib sandwich for just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Right now, enjoy a McRib meal and get another tasty McRib sandwich for just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Are live. I'm Michael Angley, live on United Public Radio Network. It is Christmas time, you know. Kim Jong-un, I don't know what he's doing, man. All I know is that we got Joe Montaldo right over here. And he is, of course, the master behind the scene, the man in the know, the head of United Public Radio. If you need to sue anybody, that's who you would. Joe Montaldo.
Oh, man. Michael's got some good booze up there in the north, man. He's not sharing with the rest of us.
Got some Christmas jeer for all you guys out there, man.
So, how was your Christmas?
Joe, yourself? How was your Christmas, man?
I was pretty good. I was lazy this year. I mean, I was like badly lazy. But sorry for that bad English. But I didn't do anything. We made some filet mignons. I bought a half of a filet. Had it cut up to about an inch and a half, somewhere around there thick. And put them on a nice grill, grilled them up, and made some big potatoes, a couple of little things, and. You know, I'm funny. I only like one traditional holiday a year. So if we do turkey for Thanksgiving, we do something else for Christmas. If we do something else for Thanksgiving, we do turkey for Christmas. But, you can only eat so much turkey, man. Come on. I mean, I like turkey, but you can only eat so much of it. And something
now,
else.
Is, now I'm like hungry. I was all right before.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, them filets came out nice. Ooh, man, I'm telling y'all, people. I eat one today for lunch like a kid.
I hear that. Yeah. I went over a friend's house, man. So it was cool, you know, a bunch of cool people. They're all liberals. So you can't say shit in front of any one of them. Oh, man. You know, you can't even talk to them, man. You know, like, it's just fun to set them in motion against, like, to throw Democrats at them now, you know, because there's so much diversity in the Democratic Party, and there's just a lot of haters, you know. Were people running for president. So it's kind of funny to pit people against each other who are Democrats because there's so many groups now, you know.
There is this, maybe they'll send Chelsea after AOC's spot. Ooh, yeah. No, AOC's a representative. She's not a senator, is she? Sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get Senate and House confused. The Senate's more powerful than the two. The House may control the money, but the Senate really has all the serious committees. Oh, I wanted to ask you something. So I didn't realize this. I heard a liberal newscaster today talking about this. You know, I'm kind of a centralist. So the guy's going on and on about what are Democrats going to do? Five of the Democrats are going to have to abstain from voting in the impeachment in the Senate because they're running for president.
There you go.
They can't legitimately cast their vote running for president. I mean, I'm bipartial. No, just because I'm running for president, no, Mother Humba, you running for president, you are not bipartial. You're not bipartisan. I'm sorry. I don't know how that's going to work out. So they're only at 47. If they lose five more, that puts them at 42. They would have to turn like 25 GOP. I just don't see that happening, man. You might turn two or three, but I don't think you're going to turn that many. And I've heard rumors. And the guy who said this was right about the House for actually five people either voting against or away from impeachment. He says at least that many senators and the Democrats are going to vote not to impeach. So if five have to abstain and five vote not to impeach, that leaves them with 37. I don't even know what they think they're doing here, man.
When I look at the group of people, for these Democrats, you know what it reminds me of? It looks like an old folks home gone wild, like, you know, like old folks, like a really angry old folks home, really high end but angry, with two attendants. You got that Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg, whatever his name is, and Tulsi Gabbard. Like, she's
hey,
like,
I like Tulsi now, man. Come on,
she's like the Tulsi. Angry attendee. No, she's the one who comes in with the enema and just doesn't really care. You know what I mean? Like,
Tulsi's
okay,
hot,
okay,
too,
Mr. Schwartz, it's present. Coming in. Mr. Biden, he'd be like, oh yeah, man.
Biden's on some good drugs, people. I don't know where it stays from, but apparently it's legal there. Because the other day I'm watching, hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm thinking, you're not Obama. Stop that. I swear. Because, you know, Obama had that thing he used to do with, like, the pause and all, because he thought it made him look more intellectual. And Biden's doing it. I'm thinking, Biden, it makes you look like you got Alzheimer's. Stop it.
Obama courting big dollar donors for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I heard that for Lizzie.
Yeah, man. And Biden, you know, what's funny. The Post had a lead story about Biden that a PI company had all these charges against, you know, his son, Hunter Biden, of course. Right. And then it's like so many, like even to defraud the Sioux Nation out of $60 million. You know, I mean, this is not a good guy. And I don't know how Joe Biden can even be out there with this dark cloud of his son hanging over his head, you know, because the father's not the son. You can make that case all day long. Yeah, man, but this apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, no, it didn't. And, you know, I heard something today. I didn't notice, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, listening to another radio show from a different network. Shh. So Hunter Biden turned in his Avis rent-a-car, and it had a crack pipe and cocaine and a couple of other things, including his ID and his wallet and some credit cards in the car. Of course, Avis called the cops.
They say he's a recovering crackhead. There's no such thing, man. I mean, not really. You know what I mean? I mean, because he's still using. You know what I mean? So he's not recovering. But then there'll be people say, oh, it's lifestyle choice. You know, he's like hardcore libs.
No, he's hooked. I mean, I got a friend of mine. He's on methadone now, and man, he never could get off of it. This guy had a thriving business, and he just couldn't get off of it. That's he just started selling everything, his houses, and just everything he could get his hand. He just needed it. And, you know, crack's not one of them drugs that keep you high for a long time. You hit it, you get loaded, and it goes away. And eventually it'll explode your heart messing with this shit. But yeah. Me and him, matter of fact, I quit speaking to him for like 10 years over. I'm like, dude, look, I ain't going to watch you kill yourself. We've been friends for 20 years. You can forget it. So if you ain't going to get help and you're not going to listen to any of us, screw you, you know? Yeah, I know, Gene, that was cold, but it's life.
Hey, man, you know what?
The YouTube chat room's open. We're not on cam tonight, but y'all go in there if you want to bitch or gripe or say something nice.
You know what the thing is? If you put yourself next to these people, even if you love them, even if it's your family, at some point you got to save yourself, because they're going to drag you down to the same hole. And if they don't seek treatment and they don't want it, it's to them. They're just doing it, man. There's not much you can do. There's actually nothing you can do. You know, maybe some states have, like Florida's got the Baker Act, but like New York, nothing. New York and California, you could be blasted walking down the street, breaking laws too. Now they're looking the other way. You know, in New York, as the 1st of January, they're not going to have bail for lower level offenses, which are pretty high level misdemeanors. So no guarantee that these people are going to even go back to court. They're going to be catch and release. Then it's going to chill the whole community, all the witnesses, the victims, all the people involved.
They're just going to get out and walk around the streets. Mississippi's got a new law now where they hear, well, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas kind of suspended Miranda rights. They don't have to get a warrant if they expect or like if they come and you knock and you're doing any smell marijuana, they don't have to go get a warrant to come in your house anymore. So you can't get rid of the evidence. But what they've done here is they said, okay, if you get arrested and it's a small crime, misdemeanor or something, it's, you know, nothing kind of felony, if you don't pay your fines or you don't go to whatever, you know, go out and work your services, we're not going to take you to jail if we pick you up, if they get stopped for some reason. Well, I mean, come on. Would you go do 300 hours of community service if you knew they weren't going to take you to jail? Community service sucks, by the way. I've had to do it.
Really?
Yes. I'm actually, Dean, I never said I was an angel, sweetheart.
Uh-oh. No.
If anybody's listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm not an
angel. Montaldo's not an angel. Remember that? Yeah, you heard
that's
it.
Right.
You heard it here first.
Why do you think all them other radio networks leave me to hell alone? Because I'm way meaner than
that's UPRN. We are no angels.
You know? Oh, by the way,
quick tagline,
quick
right
plug,
there.
Guys. I just got through filming for the movie Cable Green. It's about the Rendlesham Forest incident because I did a lot of the voice dressing and some of the other stuff in it. I've also offered some of the other witnesses if they'd like to have it done. But anyway, it'll be out when it comes out. We'll come on, do a big gig there. We'll bring everybody on from it. Maybe we'll bring Michael in as the host because I'll be busy talking with the other guests. But y'all should come check it out. It's going to be a good flick. Got a lot of interesting stuff in it. No, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. You moron. Can't believe you said
that. I'm actually, you know what? It's going to be a little political because I'm going to have a booth and I'm going to be selling my Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi butt plugs, man. You know what I mean? So,
you said that.
They don't cost that much. They were made in Honduras.
Somebody's posted on one of my pages a butt plug with a, you know, them little old style doorknob things that go on your baseboard when you hit it and they go, dong, 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 and they go back and forth, the little spring ones.
Oh, yeah, the spring loaded butt plug.
Yeah, so they have, that's what it was. I was like, who the hell thinks these things up, man? No, that was just dumb stuff, but where?
I think that that's the essence of politics right now is butt plug. I was thinking about that earlier. I'm watching all this, you know. Sometimes when I'm just laying back and my conscience kicks in, you know, I'm looking at like just flipping around the channels. You know, I was watching these guys, ISIS dudes, and they're all like wearing their garb. It's kind of like dresses, you know. They got their thing on, the turban type of thing, and they got these hardcore machine guns like AK-47 or whatever. And they're all like kind of, it's like so surreal and weird, you know what I mean? And then you think about, you know, guns, bullets, the cost of life and all that stuff and all this, and then how much we spend in the military, how much other countries spend in the military, all the world around. For what? You look at this Kim Jong-un, I mean, honestly, I'm going to toot my own horn. Trump's time to handle that guy was a long time ago. When he had him cornered and, you know, he had China, Russia, everybody was kind of together in the whole thing. And the only thing China and Russia didn't want to lose was their borders. You know, they didn't want America cozying in. But to replace the guy, you know, with maybe his psychopathic sister, who was more Western than Kim Jong-un. But now look, you know. And the guy, that whole Christmas, we have a Christmas present. So I'm at a party with a bunch of liberals, and they're all going on, oh, the Christmas present of Kim Jong-un. I'm like, you freaking serious? Like, yes. if you waste any time worrying about that mutant, I don't understand how you can even function in daily life, you know?
Yeah, well, Trump played him out pretty hard. Trump said there's not going to be any Christmas presents. He said none of that's going to go on, and nothing happened. He couldn't get anything off.
Because Trump is the Grinch. And he showed up at Kim Jong-un's, man, and took all of his little presents away.
I know. Right?
I don't know, man. You know what?
Yeah, have you ever seen anybody as lucky or as unlucky as Trump? I mean, Trump technically is one of the most unlucky, one of the luckiest people I've ever seen, but one of the most unlucky. I mean, this guy's been under attack since before he was president. I mean, he's 3 years into his thing, and they're trying to impeach him. I mean, he never catches a break, but yet every time the Democrats turn him, you think they got him, it blows up in their face, and this impeachment is seriously blowing up in their face.
Now they're saying that there's more articles, that they're going to have more trials, they're going to go after them further. It's just, you know, people are pissed. Even the liberals are pissed off at their own party because of what they're doing, and there's no unity, you know? And you don't have one person in the Democratic field, not one, that's making any kind of sense. They're all freaking freaks, man. It's a freaking freak show, and every last one of them, all the crap that they say means nothing. It means nothing, you know. So whatever. There's no likability. If there's a couple old billionaires who bought their way in, that's supposed to be contrary to all this the crap that they shout about to begin with, you know. Oh, we're against billionaires. But no, let them in the debate because the guy's a billionaire and they buy their way in by all means. Well, let's show people what we're all about. So Pelosi and these guys, people are like, oh, she has some kind of strategy. Let me tell you. That now that whole hurry up and wait thing, and Trump's playing. You know, they got oppositional defiance disorder. These liberals, right? You know, and then whatever he says, they got to do the opposite. Now he wants to be impeached. Now he's like, okay, let's do the trial. And they're like, no. You know, it's not going to be fair. That's not going to be fair in the Senate, but it wasn't fair in
the House. The polls show that too. The polls show that people say the same thing. Right. Well, wait, Nancy, you want it to be fair, but you wouldn't let the GOP have anything to do with the House, so why expect them to let you have anything to do in the Senate? They're not it, by the way. And a bunch of experts, okay, here's a bomb for y'all. The president has not been impeached. Did y'all know this? You know how you know this? Because under the Articles of Impeachment, it has to be given to the Senate before it can even be considered impeached.
That's it.
In other words, the House only has the right to vote on it. The Senate's the one that actually does the impeaching. So for this to even be called impeachment, the Senate has to have them. Well, guess what? They don't have them. And Mitch McConnell has said a couple of times, look, you keep as long as you want, Nancy. We're in no big hurry for this. And now they're talking about, since they're delaying so much, they might just do a vote of no confidence. So it only takes 51 senators, and they don't even have to have a trial. They can just say the evidence simply wasn't strong enough to have a trial, blah, 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 into that. So I'm not even sure why. And if this goes, I think the GOP is going to play this really close to themselves, and they may allow this to drag out a little bit longer, because the closer this gets to election, the worse this looks for the Democrats.
Let me tell you, man, 2020 is going to be the most turbulent year in our lives, I think. I think it's going to be the defining year of our country, like a year people haven't seen, you know, one of those years that people remember through infamy through history. I think that people are so revved up and so flipped out, they don't even know how to react. And they're kind of just, you know, sheeple waiting for the orders to run at each other. And you know what? It's getting worse every day, man. And Trump's going to continue on. Stock market's going through the roof. The tax cuts have helped people. And, you know, Bloomberg, when Trump was running, Bloomberg went out there and said, oh, you elect him, the stock market will crash. There'll be no jobs. We'll be at war with everyone. All the stuff that he said had never happened. It was the opposite, which is really funny. There is 17.
One of them set 21 straight records in a row now for breaking the highest. And the other one's at the highest it's ever been. What's the S&P 9,000?
Right.
It's crazy. I was listening on the way in. I happened to catch him on the way in today. And the stock market has like tripled under Trump.
Market gained $17 trillion in value in 2019. Just in 2019, $17 trillion. So then you see people walking around happy, they're shopping, doing their thing. No one's complaining about jobs or money. Nobody I know is like bitching about anything like that, like they were, you know. And now it's totally different, you know. I know people buying houses. I know people doing pretty well who are middle class, regular old people, but they're back work, you know, and they're going to credit Obama. You know, maybe you can give that sum, maybe a 4 or 5% credit, honestly.
This is the man who said, this is the new norm. Our economy will never be better than this. That 1.3 is the new GDP. And you don't take my word. This is all still available on YouTube, people. This man said shit about our economy. He said, his words, America will never be great again. We should even look at why we thought we were great in the past. I mean, Obama was an agent of destruction. People always say, oh, Trump works for Putin. Well, who the hell did Obama work for?
Obama hated America, man.
He hated America. He's considered a terrorist in both Iraq and Egypt.
Well, he killed a lot of innocent people.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. He gave $150 billion to Iran, which, by the way, in case you ought to notice, our military said this just the other day. Thanks to Obama, Iran's military has grown by 39%.
There you go.
Thanks to the $150 billion we gave him. And then we gave him $4 billion in untraceable cash, which, by the way, turned up in Yemen and somewhere else. Yeah, they were funding terrorists with it. So that's why.
When you think of Obama, you can think that Coca-Cola is going to offer a cannabis drink. So you say, like, you go mad Obama, you pop your little Coca-Cola weed, cannabis drinking, you're like, hey man, why was I mad in the first place? See?
Marissa says we should not watch Netflix. Oh, because the Obamas worked there? Well, I don't know. I like Lost in Space and a couple of things over there, Carbon, something another. Yeah, there's a couple of movies, series I like over there. I don't know.
I'll tell you about it. They gave the Obamas $300 million up front to make and produce content. Well, content, they're not even producers. They have nothing to do with anything. And they just, you know, political crapola is what they are and all about.
Cool. Netflix got that Middle East investor and that some of that $4 billion Obama gave to the Iran came back around.
Condoleezza Rice. She's on the board of Netflix, man. Right there.
Oh, Susan Rice, not Condoleezza. Shame on you.
Oh, Susan Rice.
I was
eating Condoleezza Rice earlier, man. So
Condi's a goddess. I'd vote for it more.
I was eating Condoleezza Rice, and it was all right.
I have no comment on that.
A little earlier today, it was some chicken. That's why it's in my mind, man.
Oh, Lordy.
You know what I mean?
I didn't hear what he said. Y'all crazy people. It's who's this? William and Allison. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I misread this wrong. Anyway, it says William and Allison think that Hillary should be in prison for killing people. You know, I thought you said something entirely different because there was a caption in between.
I thought they were ordering the butt plugs I have for sale. Yeah, you know, I was disappointed, man. I was hoping like those kind of incoherent butt plug order. Go on eBay.
If y'all going to do conspiracy theories, what the hell you call it? Get educated on them.
There was also UFO butt plugs, but I don't think you can get them back out again. You got to go like the ER for something like that. And explain yourself.
And I got guy that glued a bottle of super glue to his butt.
Oh, I got drunk and I sat down. It was there. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
If anybody wants to buy one of these for me, they got
Steven Spielberg said, don't worry about it. It's okay.
It'll
come back out again. What happened?
I know. I want one of the new floating lamps. I got these new lamps. The UFOs hovering over this thing, it's been changed colors. And they're really cool.
Back in my neighborhood, we call them police helicopters. Yeah, man, they shine that thing right on you.
There was lots of them right after Katrina running around, man.
You'd think, what the hell can they see from that altitude? But they see it all.
So my wife was asking me earlier about the president talking about building a moat. Filling it with alligators and stuff so that we don't and just shooting people with darts.
That's my dream. Not alligators. I want to use microwaves, man. Like, you know, energy.
Well, we talked about this on a show about why don't we just put these little towers up along the borders, you know, that has some kind of something that, you know, doesn't kill people, just delays them until somebody
microwaves.
Can get that.
Microwaves, cook
your ass.
You know what? Exactly. Microwaves will cause the most excruciating heat on their body.
I've seen somebody get fucked up by a microwave. Excuse my language. I've seen somebody get messed up. When I was in the Navy, I've seen somebody get messed up by microwaves.
Oh, yeah, man. It's dangerous. And you put signs up. El danger. El dangero. Whatever you want, man. You know, you cross this. You put signs up like popcorn, like Jiffy Pop. Like, you know, this is you before. This is you after. Man.
This is your kid on the boardwalk.
And we'll power them with natural, like, you know, the sun and wind power and maybe some water power. All natural, everything good, 100% green energy, man. And then anybody goes near it, you know, it's their bag. You know what I'm saying? You got that disclaimer. Don't come near this. You know, oh yeah, you can climb the fence, but you know, you're gonna be cooking like a chicken if you try that shit. So that's what you do. Energy. And Nancy Pelosi said use technology. She said use technology. So I'm just going by what their lead is. You know what I mean?
You know, we need to put up a poll for Nancy, or just a Democrat poll, because I noticed, speaking of polls, so somebody, I forgot who it was, and he came out with this poll, like 80% of America wants to impeach Trump, which I had to laugh about, because we just did that APC poll with about 8,000 people, and it was only like 22 people wanted to impeach, the rest wasn't, so I was kind of like, wow, those polls are getting a little off. So while I'm reading this poll, I'm reading through the poll at the bottom, it says, but MSN and MSNBC say that, the amount of people wanting to impeach the president have been dropping off daily. Yeah. I mean, steadily daily. So even MSNBC had them at like 60-40. Now they're back to 40-60.
You know what, though?
The country's tired, man.
These polls, they don't have the best security for people who vote. People can vote multiple times in the same poll for the most part. Only a few of them might track cookies and stuff like that. But if you're talking about people like organizing bot attacks where they can harness a couple million bots and kind of just send it at something and, you know, bang, you're just repeatedly voting for something, that's not really a true assessment of what people want. But I'll tell you, man, when I'm out and about, I talk to people. I talk to the cashiers. I talk to people running down the street. I'll stop and say, what's up? You know, sometimes. And sometimes they call the police. But the bottom line is the most of the people I talk to, they're not even aware of the impeachment stuff as much. Two, they don't want to impeach Trump. They think he's doing a good job because they're out there making money. They're doing all right, you know. Though even the libs last night, nobody said, we got to impeach him. It's imperative that we impeach Trump, you know. They're more worried about who's running. they're you know, they're concerned about their own party and the direction, or I should say direction that has gone in. So that's like a great view. And this is Ithaca, New York, one of the liberal armpits of America. Ithaca and Berkeley, man. You know, it's really so liberal. These people are so ridiculously liberal, but yet they're not talking about, we got to impeach, we got to impeach. And they don't know, like, by my, they don't know me by my politics, man, because I'm a pirate, you know, and I'm kind of out there for myself in a way. So I don't take sides. I'm not the parties. And I don't, at the end of the day, I don't like any one of them, honestly, these politicians, because I think that they're all just fake, phony cutthroats, and they don't care about you and I. They don't care about anybody. They never did, unless it's in their favor to care, you know. But Trump, I think that he's so messed up and crazy that he does care in a weird way. And just to fight for his own ego and his own arrogance, he's going to end up doing the right thing. So whether that's good or bad, I don't know, man. I think it's good in a way because he, you know, he's all right. He's fighting against the people I don't like. And the people that he's torturing, I don't like them either. So when I see their veins popping out in their heads, I get great joy from that. And I'm like, you know, the guy's the Joker in the deck. He's not on either side. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. You know, Trump is Trump, right? But yeah, I'll tell you something, dude. In my lifetime of 53 years on this stinking planet, and I'm waiting for that ship to come back and get me the hell out of there, you know, in my lifetime, I have never seen a president do as much as this guy's actually done. His campaign promises and the things that he actually was going to do. And he's helping veterans. He's helping animals out there, animal rights, man. You know, there's things that were signed and done that you can't deny. And the stock market's booming. The economy's great. Everything's good. It's win-win, except the morale of the people, because the Democrats have been causing trouble. They're resist, and he's not my president, and never Trumpers. You know, screw them with this nonsense. Their opinion is not worth more than mine. Mine's not worth more than theirs. So they can't tell me that I did the wrong thing by voting for the dude, because there was one, there was nobody else to vote for. I mean, because look at the alternative, right?
I know. Oh, somebody just sent me this. Don Jr. outraged after Trump scene cut from movie. Oh, that's the Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be all cracked up about being cut out of that movie. It shows a sign of the times.
That movie sucked anyway. You know, it sucked anyway.
I don't even think I've seen it.
Callie McCalkin, really? And look what happened to that dude.
Kevin Spacey accused of Arabin former husband of Norwegian
Kevin
princess.
Kevin Spacey got to Macaulay Culkin, man. He was like, hey, you want to hang out? Macaulay's like, oh, like he put his hands on his face. Like,
he should have called Michael Jackson, man. That's who he should have called.
Instead of having those two idiots try to break into his house, it should have been Kevin Spacey. Like, you know, are you home alone in there? You don't have to be alone. I'm out here. This is Kevin Spacey. You've seen me on HBO. The kid's like, sets up a whole bunch of fish hooks and trying to avoid Kevin Spacey. How's that? That's an Angley production right there, man.
I don't know. This guy is the luckiest I've ever seen. So two different people filed charges on him. Both of them are dead now.
I've had business partners like that, man. You know, so it's a freak thing.
You just gotta kind of go. What's going freak, on?
You know,
here?
Someone gets crushed by a piano, or they fall into a sinkhole. It's a freak event. You know what I mean? Hey,
you know, I seen McConnell said that he wanted to use the same rules that they used for Bill Clinton's trial, and for some reason, the Dems are having fits about it. I thought that was the Dems that picked that. You know, it's so funny. You're right earlier, what you said earlier. It doesn't matter what anybody says. If the other side says it, the Dems automatically go against it, even when it's in their favor. They have really become the party of hate, and they're really more of the party is do as I say, not as I do. They are so crazy.
They truly have oppositional defiance disorder. Whatever this dude does or says, they do the opposite, man. And just the hypocrisy. It's one thing if you're going to say, okay, you know, the president broke the rules, we got to call him out. But then you're going to say, but there are people in our own party that did even worse, and we also need to call them out. You know, if you had someone come forward and who was that, hey, let's be fair, you know, and let's examine these things. And if there was any problems, you know, hey, man, with bribery, you know what they say? Oh, it's pay to play. They make it sound so nice, like a little baseball game. Pay to play. No, it's bribery. It's conflict of interest at the highest level. It's bribery. You know, I'm the politician. You're the business guy. You give me money, I do favors for you. That's bribery. And they're talking about a quid pro quo because Trump wants to have this idiot Biden and his son investigated, man. You know, I don't even think Trump considers him his competition, honestly, in his mind. You know, I don't think he thinks Biden's even going to get there or even has a chance. So I don't think it was like a desperate attempt to have a foreign government interfere in an election. I think it was Trump's lazy Susan brain scamming around, and he's like talking, having this conversation at the end. Oh, yeah, you know, you ought to go after that Biden you know, and his Hunter Biden. And Biden's sitting there talking about cutting jobs. Oh, it's okay to lose all these blue-collar jobs because, you know, we're going to do the Green New Deal. So, yeah. But how about this, man? Those blue-collar jobs, especially in the oil industry, are paying people 80, 90, 100 grand a year. Guys that were sitting there milking cows before are out there making some serious dough, buying houses, generating the economy, having families, babies, taking care of their community, all that stuff, right? Now you want to eliminate jobs like that to put other crap in that people can't use or won't use or whatever. But the bottom line is those guys who are in those blue-collar jobs, they don't have a father who's vice president who can get them cushy jobs in Ukraine. Hunter Biden kicked out of the Navy for doing coke. And the next day, he's like this oil exec in Ukraine and Romania.
He sat on a couple of different boards that he had no experience.
China. When they called that company in China, they didn't know what he did. The woman's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what he do. You know, it's like, yeah. Hunter, we hire for name. Goodbye.
Look, Netanyahu won his primary. Everybody said, oh, he's going to get slaughtered. And they've been saying that forever. Guys, Netanyahu got Jerusalem made as their, he got their capital. Jerusalem is now where their capital is now. So everybody.
He got the heck out of there yesterday, man. They're going to shoot rockets at, like, you know, rocket attack. You know what I mean? I've heard of all kinds of stuff, but man, you know, like when someone tells you, hey, man, you know, we got to get out of here because someone's going to shoot a rocket at you. Time to leave. Exit stage left. You know what I mean?
I know. You know, I was listening to Giuliano the other day talking about, you know, he talked with the prosecutor in the Ukraine.
Who's Giuliano?
Giuliano. Giuliano. Okay. Did I say Joe? Might have. But anyway, I was listening to him yap the other day, and they're playing some of the tapes. I mean, this prosecutor says that Biden was completely and utterly under investigation.
Giuliani.
When his daddy got him fired.
I was wondering who Giuliana was. I'm like, she knows some new chick on the station. Like, who's Giuliana?
You could use some of them, but
I'm sitting here trying to process Giuliana.
I don't want to offend any ladies in the network. Y'all, great. I just said we could use some more.
Giuliani is the Italian Mr. Magoo. You know what I mean? And he's fun.
I was thinking of Mr. Magoo being. Oh, wait. Did what's his name had another heart attack? Bernie?
Who?
Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
He had another one, huh?
Oh, did he?
That's what I heard. Well, I'm going to check right now, but somebody told me that earlier.
I don't know.
I hope not, because he's out. Two heart attacks.
I know when he was, like, trying to punch that punching bag. It's one of my favorite little footage things to watch, man. And the punching bag smashed him in the face and almost killed him, man. My money was on that punching bag.
I'm waiting.
It would have been an awkward moment if he had, like, had a heart attack from that punching bag hitting him in the face, man. That, you know, because sometimes in life, you ever think about awkward moments, like, you know, this is important stuff you have to do, but you don't want an awkward moment because that's not how I want to be remembered, like killed because you punched a punching bag and it punched you back in the face. Yeah. So I think of that all the time. You know, before I go on stage, you know what I mean? If I'm doing like a comedy show or something like that, or, you know, whatever, or just defending myself in front of people, any of that, it's kind of like you don't want that awkward moment. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to pass out and be like, hey, I was watching this comic. This freaking guy, like, passed out on the stage, you know? Remember that guy Kramer from
I remember. Yeah, from Seinfeld.
Yeah, and he was on stage, and he was, like, had some banter going on with this black dude. He went crazy and called the guy, like, the N-word, like, 50 times. He was like, you're an N. And the guy's like, that's okay. He's like, you don't make good movies anyway. You know, the guy was funnier than he was. But that was like the end of his career. Do you know what I mean? That was his defining moment. Beyond awkward, that was done. He was done. You stick a fork in it. You know what I'm saying?
and how do you send me? He goes, there's so much.
It's all about fake outrage these days. Young people do that, you know? Young people do that, pull that fake outrage. You know, I'm outraged. You know, yeah, me too. Me too. Okay, let's get on with it. I've been outraged in 53 freaking years.
Yeah, about a lot of different things, too, people, man. A lot of shit to be outraged about.
Some serious stuff. And people are just starting to catch up. So, you want to be outraged, be outraged. But be outraged over something important. Not like, you know, gender weird bathrooms or something, man. Or can't name a manhole cover a manhole cover. You got to call it, you know, a utility cover. I like the word manhole. It works for me, man. You know, it's real. Well, that's California for you. You got to change all these things around. You don't want to offend anybody. I had a teacher, Timothy Whalen. He's actually on my Facebook, man. This dude, he said it best in 10th grade. And he's like, you know what? Imagine trying to make everybody happy. He said, nobody's happy all the time. Everybody's going to have some issue with something at some point, no matter what it is. Imagine trying to serve that and make everybody happy. He's like, you'd never be able to do it. And you'd be taking other people's rights away for the things that they actually want, you know, and also being told what to think. So it's like this. If you're a woman in a bathroom, a woman's bathroom, and then some 6'5" dude comes in dressed as a female, right, wearing women's clothing, and then he starts, like, you know, going to the bathroom, like, right next to you or whatever, and you're there, maybe you're there with your kids, you're not supposed to feel weird about that. You're not supposed to feel endangered. You're not supposed to feel like, you know, this guy, let me tell you, man, I'm going to say it right here. Any dude who puts on a dress, unless he's like on stage doing something, this guy's got a screw loose. There's something going on there because he's not a girl. I was watching, you know, that Ben Shapiro, right? I really don't like Ben Shapiro because he's annoying. He reminds me of like a little cockroach, man, a little gnat or something flying around. Yeah. You want to smack it and get rid of it. But he makes a lot of sense. And he's on the show with like Dr. Drew. That dude, Dr. Drew's show, he's got this dude sitting next to him who looks like a freaking linebacker, and he's got 5 o'clock shadow with makeup all over, and he's got this wig, and this dude, big, thick, serious dude, man, you know? And Ben Shapiro's sitting next to him, and then Ben Shapiro called the guy a him instead of a her. So the guy reaches over and grabs him by his like collarbone and squeezes, and he's like, you call me he again, you're going to go home in an ambulance, buddy. So right there. Right there you're seeing someone who, one, can't keep their hands to themselves, can't control themselves, dumb enough to threaten a guy with physical violence on national television. Dr. Drew didn't do anything about it. You know, I would have moved before the guy even touched me because I'm from the city, man. You know, you see those things coming. You use that. In the city, you develop your peripheral vision. You know, it's like going through New Orleans or something. Where you literally can see behind you as you're walking, man. It doesn't look like it, but you know everything going on. You're 360, like driving a boat. You know exactly what's going on all the way around you, you know. But, I mean, like, but that's the guy who can't control. The guy's ready to kill somebody or beat somebody or put him in an ambulance at least because he called the guy him and not her. But clearly, he is not her. You know, he is not ever going to be a her, you know, by our standards of what a her is. So even the damn coexist little stickers out there only have two genders. So let them be outraged over that, right?
I know.
You got them in New Orleans, man.
That's all clubs down here. But
there's some dangerous ones down there, like those leather dudes. you don't want to mess with that.
You want to.
You don't need some cute-looking dude around that.
Well, it's funny. I was out with a friend of mine, about 10 of us, and two of the guys weren't locals, and they were like, they kept looking at these two girls across the street, said, oh, we got to go in that club over there. I kept saying, no. He's like, why, Jerry? I said, we're not going in that club. And he kept going, so I sat looked over to a friend of mine. I said, you know what? Why don't y'all go in and tell us what you think about it? And he turned around, and he said, well, why ain't you coming? I said, I'm fine where I'm at. Go over there. Of course, when, you know, they walked in, and let's just say they weren't happy.
The club was called the Manhole.
Right? You know, it was a trans club, and the girls at the front door look, you know, like women, but when you get inside, they sure the hell don't. I kept telling them, you don't go in there. And it says, I mean, it doesn't say it outright, but when you read it, I forgot the title. When you read the title, you pretty much knew what it was. We knew what it was because we were, on bourbon a lot. But
you need a freaking lot of alcohol to distort that much, man. I mean, the same thing for the city, right? In New York City, man, on the east side, I used to write for a magazine on Long Island called Good Times Magazine, which is an entertainment paper. And I did everything, man. I reviewed bands, comedians, shows, Broadway shows, whatever, So there was the New Music Seminar in New York City, which only went for a couple of years. And it was like 12,000 bands and 250 clubs and, the tri-state area. And the thing was to judge them also. I'd show up. I was one of the judges. So I'd show up and then they play three songs. Each band plays three songs. Dizzying, actually, because they hit you off with the bio. You talk to their manager real quick or their press people, whatever you got. They hand you over all the stuff and you listen to their three songs and you're supposed to really determine what's the best. It was kind of crazy. And there's 12 judges, so if you can imagine that. So, but you know what? I made the best of it, man. I rented a limousine. My buddy owned a limousine company and he gave me the sweetest deal. And I had two beautiful girls with me, man, who kind of like were just friends of mine. I didn't mess around with them, but it was just fun just going around doing that. Right. But the whole thing is, I don't know, man. The whole thing is like, all right. So one of the clubs was Jane Street Cafe. This is what I was getting for before I forgot what the hell I was talking about. The Jane Street Cafe, and I think it was like 13th Street, which is a transvestite club, right? And I didn't know that, man. So MTV was there and all this other stuff, but still, there was a lot of transvestites hanging around, and you automatically know you gotta be pretty far gone, because even the guys that look like girls don't look like girls. Look at that Chelsea Manning. When I see Chelsea Manning, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's mental illness right there, right in front of your face. And I don't care if people are like, oh, you can't say that, mentally ill. You know what, man?
What do you mean? She's going to be your next senator, man. You better watch out. She's going to come for you.
You know what? The dude can't function. He can't function. He's got problems. And I think that there's a lot of people that all right, you're going to be gay. You're going to be whatever the hell you are is what you are. You're not going to change that, But I think that in essence, these guys, some of them are really distorted. And, there's a lot of rejection, too. So it's not just people being shoved down your throat of acceptance. Now, you look at the different states, man, there's like transvestites getting killed in huge numbers. So I think the more attention you draw to something like that, the more these extremists are going to come out and go crazy and not, it doesn't have to happen like that. It doesn't have to be like a fight over bathrooms or, gender specific. I think that the more you draw attention, boom. And you know who does that? Is the Democrats. They like to compartmentalize. So they talk to gay guys, they talk to lesbians, the whole LGBTQ. Meanwhile, I know people who are in LGBTQ and none of them like each other. None of them even get along. And they're not looking for the state, they're looking for acceptance, which is just it, which is fine, right? Unless you're a woman in a bathroom and a 6'5" guy stands next to you and whips out his stuff.
Well, all I can tell you guys is there's a lot of clubs on Bourbon y'all shouldn't be going into. Unless you're into that kind of stuff.
Stay away from the manhole and also the blue oyster, I think.
There's a lot of bars down, especially on the Esplanade side of Bourbon. We call it the gay section, of course. The majority of people live there are gay. And so if you're hanging in the clubs, just know if you're a guy, you may get hit on. If you're in the club, I mean, it's just, and don't be surprised if you see somebody standing in a bar dancing naked. I mean, that's just part of it.
I've been hit on by, you know what? A guy comes up to you, hey, they show interest to you, It's sure, man. Let them buy you a few drinks and hang out a little bit. Maybe they give you the ATM card for a while, but then you say no thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of simple. And you just say no thank you.
Say, how do you
thank you, Kevin Spacey. I'm all right, man. I'm okay. You know what I mean? My toast isn't buttered on that side, buddy. By the way, I have Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi butt plugs for sale in the trunk of my car.
Yes.
Oh, they used. Hell yeah.
Jack said he wants to know if they're used. He said he'll give you more money if they've been used. You're sick. Y'all are so sick. That's so sick.
Yes, indeed.
Come on. Oh, my God. I don't even know, Jack. Just go on with your sick self.
Dirty Sanchez checking in, everyone. I remember him from Anal Junction, man. Nice little town in Georgia.
Wait, who's this? Wait, stop. Who? Hit me on the pal talk now. Hey,
man, it's a holiday show for the family. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is a Facebooker writing this. So what she says, seriously, do you think the president's going to get impeached? Well, it depends what you believe impeachment is. I mean, if you believe that the House can do it, then he's been impeached. If you believe the Senate's got to do it, he hasn't been and probably won't be. But I mean, you know, in this country at this particular point, I don't even want to say what might happen. I mean, every time you say something with Trump, it always turns out to be something else.
He's the color of a peach. So he's kind of, he's got that peach thing going. He's a little peachy. He's peachy.
Well, if he's the son of Satan, he's got all y'all riding the ropes right now. So I don't know what the Dems are going to do. Dems are a disaster. I mean, really, let's be honest. Like, we put a couple polls up. Who are y'all going to vote for? Biden? No. I might vote for Tulsi Gabbard if she was the only one running. But Bloomberg? Bloomberg has missed a big gulp. And Trump will love that. Trump will get it. Oh, I'm going to be on stage with Mr. Big Gulp. I can hear it now.
No. Let me tell you, man. Tulsi Gabbard, she just something wrong with that chick, man. I like her, but there's something very strict and very defining about her character that you know, it's frightening. There's something in there that kind of is that cold. I don't know, man. There's just something in there. And that Pete Buttigieg, however the hell you pronounce his name, I like him. He looks like he's from Mayberry. He's kind of got that face. You know what I mean? Like,
jigging the butt.
But I'll tell you, the guy has.
You might want to buy one of your butt plugs. You better watch out, man.
He's got a ton of problems as mayor. He does. You know, and if he can't run his city and balance things out, I don't know what's he going to do for the country. But, you know, a long time ago when I was running for sheriff of the county that I'm in now, upstate New York, it was a learning lesson, man, learning curve. And my friend was like, why would someone vote for you over the guy that's already in there? You know, like, what are you going to do that's different? What are you going to do that's better? You know, why unseat someone just because, you know, you don't want them in and here's a new guy. So I think that anybody who comes along needs to really truly be the antithesis of Trump character wise and personality. But in the same sense, they're going to have to know what to do with this money. And also these things he's crafted. This dude reigned in China. And now China, you know, the tariffs worked. You don't hear anybody except Fox tooting that horn. Nobody else is saying it, but they worked. Now China's going to buy $50 billion a year just from the farmers in America for the stuff that they need. He squeezed them, and then they broke. That's a dude you need negotiating for you, man. And these countries, they don't care who sleeps with who and who gave a blowjob in the Oval Office and all this stuff. These guys laugh at that stuff. They laugh. They care about if they can take advantage of you or not. That's the only thing that Xi Jinping or Putin or any of these dudes care, including Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, I would have blown up his friggin' house. Back when the whole thing, Trump took over, okay, are you going to launch those missiles? Are you going to do that? He's going to be sleeping in his palace. It's going to go boom, and it's going to be gone. And they're going to be like, oh, my God, the United States just blew up Kim Jong-un. And they'll be like, well, do you think the U.S. did it? I'd be on TV saying, I just did that. You know what I just did 60 seconds ago? I blew up that little fat panda, and now he's out in outer space somewhere flying around, little pieces of him. And if you put someone in just like him, I'm going to blow you up too. Then I'm going to go to Iran and blow up Khomeini. It's funny, you know what? I would do Khomeini at the same time. I would pull some Five Family Mafia stuff on these guys, man. At one time, five of them just get blown up and they're gone. And this is a new chapter. We are not going to take people's crap. Obama's gone. Oh, maybe his house, too. I don't know. I didn't do it.
I thought it was kind of funny they didn't include North Korea and, you know, China, Russia, and Iran are doing.
I like the way Trump says China. He says China. China.
Vagina. Vagina. Vagina, that's what he calls them, vagina. Is you know, I was looking at his trade deals. We're gonna have so much better of a trade deal with China. It's not even funny. The one he's doing with Mexico and Canada is, God,
you know what?
Obama was an idiot. Obama was, he was an idiot. He was just trying to get the country, he was trying to bankrupt the country.
Dude, all these trade deals that have been made are actually deals that are good for us, our country, you know?
Yeah.
And they're going to benefit other countries too. And when it comes to China, Russia, and whatever, this dude's reining them in. So who's going to, so my contention is, who's going to come along? Is Buttigieg going to do that? Is Elizabeth Warren? She's a freaking idiot. Ever listen to her? You know what? She lies. She can't even tell the truth, not even for 2 minutes. And she's a huge hypocrite. Oh, Bernie Sanders, he ain't gonna freaking make it. I mean, come on, man. He's too far gone. He's past his expiration date. Same thing with Joe Biden. You know, so
well, who they're you saying have? Biden's gonna win the candidacy.
Cory Booker, that guy's an idiot. I wouldn't let him drive my Uber, let alone run the freaking
country. I'm surprised Cory Booker's still in. I thought he was gonna drop out or something. I thought he said he was dropping out or something.
He doesn't have. You know what? He doesn't have the money.
Ugh. Yeah, that's what he said, because he said he wasn't white, he couldn't get the money. That was his words exactly. He said he was getting out because it was a white man's game. I'm thinking, you do know Obama spent $1 billion 2 times to get elected. Obviously, it's not just a white man game.
Right.
What it is, Corey, is it's a normal person game, and you're whacked in the brain. Nobody wants you to be president. Yeah. When you say outlandish shit like you're going to open up the borders and give restitution to countries, like, oh, wait, we don't want you in office. Get out of here. It's, top 20 cities to celebrate New Year's Eve. Good for y'all, people. I think I might sleep New Year's Eve. I could use some rest, man.
2020 is going to be rocking, man. It's going to be rocking. So, but I think we got to end the show, right?
Yeah, let me see if... hold on a second before we leave out of here. Let me grab something.
Of course, you've been listening to United Public Radio Network.
The crazy people in there.
UPRNTalkRadio.com. If you want that used butt plug, check eBay in about 33 minutes. It might be on there. Who knows, man?
I think Derek's off tonight, but I'm going to just check and make sure.
It's Christmas.
To the conversation. Well, yeah, most everybody's off this week. I just came and joined Mike tonight because, you know, the guys are wanting to do a panel this week, but I was being lazy. And so I come hang out with Mike for a little while, give you a little bit of news, tease you a little bit. Actually, I want to do a couple panels coming up. And one panel I want to do, and I want to get everybody, every host on the network involved in this. I want to know how, as hosts ourselves, we can turn the tide in the media, because the media needs to be reined in. But I don't know how you rein in the media without taking certain liberties away. You can't really take the liberties away because, you know, the old media used to do a good job of finding crooks and illegals and all sorts of shit. It's just the new media abuses their power. Yeah. So, I mean, there needs to be some kind of new rule. I mean, something, okay, just because some guy calls him and said, hey, I'm Bob, and I said this happened. No, if you're going to report a source, then you need to report the source. Say, hey, Bob from the White House said this. Yeah, of course he's going to get fired because he leaked. He might even go to jail. But we can't trust him. I mean, we've heard CNN and MSNBC and CBS quote sources for 3 years, and none of them have been right. So, I mean, there needs to be consequences for that. You need to lose your license or something. I mean, you can't just keep putting out fake news. And
using the media as a tool to attack.
Well, it's become a liberal, like Russia. You know, you hear the Dems talk about Russia all the time. Well, y'all have become, I always write this a lot of times, the Dems are the new Communist Party, because it's do as I say, not as I do. They want all the power, and they want you to do what they say, and you can't do anything else. And that's just not working for Americans.
Nope.
But we knew it was going to be a bad fight. Draining the swamp is never an easy thing to do. All the critters tend to fight back. So
yep. We'll
see where it goes. But why don't we get ready to get out of here? No, I think Derek's off tonight, guys and girls. We should be back to regular broadcasting on the, I believe, the 7th, once everybody comes back. I know the Friday, the 10th, everybody's back. But I think for the most, I'll be in and out because I'm doing more radio now that I've actually finished a bunch of dental work.
Mm.
I can talk without throwing things at my screens and stuff.
There you go.
But anyway, thanks for having me on. I was having fun, guys. Amen. I know where to find Michael. He's here all the time. How many people are listening to us tonight? Ooh, like 70, 73, 75. Damn, that's pretty good for Christmas. I expected like 5.
they want to laugh and have a good time, man, and learn about some stuff. So, all right, you people, Michael Angley live with Joe Montaldo. And I will see you guys. Am I going to see him next week? When the heck is New Year's Day?
New Year's Wednesday. Yeah, you just holler at me. As long as you're around Thursday, we'll do a show.
I'll be around the first of 2020, and you're going to hear it here first on United Public Radio Network. You guys, I'll have a good New Year's Eve then.
It's like Jaws.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Right now, enjoy a McRib meal and get another tasty McRib sandwich for just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm, actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Right now, enjoy a McRib meal and get another tasty McRib sandwich for just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.